Welcome to the University of Virginia Darden School of Business weekly podcast, better known as the Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. It's been a busy week for Darden students. Several of them joined executive MBA students from Argentina for a game of soccer, or football as it's called in some parts of the world. The activity was just one of the experiences shared by the group of 30 students whose U.S. visit was part of an exchange program under the Center for Global Initiatives.
It has been excellent. It's really impressive. I mean, of course, the infrastructure and the location is great, but in addition to that, the experience of the teachers and how they teach is great. You know, the way we see it is that it's a different approach, and it's like a step forward of seeing things. And so we really have made a lot of breakthrough on ideas and, you know, how to approach things. And, I mean, it's an excellent opportunity.
That was Executive MBA student Adriana Cortez. Her professor, Patricio Fay, who accompanied the group, provides a piece of the Darden experience for MBA students in Latin America. He says his students worked hard to prepare for the journey, and the chance for recreation gives them a way to interact with Darden students in a less formal way.
This is also part of the cultural experience, and playing football, it's a way of, you know, I'd say of learning and relaxing at the same time. Having the opportunity to play sport, it's a way of interacting with other people, interacting with Darden students, which is part of the program as well, and also of relaxing a little bit after making such a big effort. So it's a very important part of the program.
Later, we'll hear from the coordinator of this global business experience, but first. The dean is visiting Aspen. The Aspen Institute, based in Colorado with offices on both the east and west coasts of the U.S. and international offices in Europe and Asia, has a mission of fostering values-based leadership and provides a neutral venue for tackling critical issues. The dean has been invited to participate in a finance-focused roundtable in the wake of the financial crisis. To address the need for better tools to evaluate investments, the group will discuss MBA finance curriculum innovation. The Aspen Institute hosts various types of conference events, conducts policy programs for analysis and problem solving, and awards young leaders with fellowships. For the first time, first-year Darden MBA students will have their own networking nights. Previously held just for second-year students, networking nights will now place first-year students in front of companies, giving them the opportunity to make important connections. These events will be 2 hours in length, and there is a fee to offset the cost of the reception. Networking nights were developed to maximize companies' reach during recruitment visits. The events have been so successful for second-year students that coordinators decided to extend these opportunities to first-year students. First-year networking nights are set for October 25th and 26th. And for this event, first- and second-year students get to mingle together for a very important cause. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Darden students are doing their part to support the search for a cure. The Darden for the Cure Pink Party will be held tonight at X Lounge. Students will dance and enjoy the downtown Charlottesville nightlife while raising money for breast cancer research. Proceeds from ticket sales will go to the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. And we're joined now by John Megabo, Director of Operations for the Center for Global Initiatives and Professor of Management Communications, and also the person who coordinated this exchange between the Argentinian students and Darden's MBA students. These are executive MBA students?
From Argentina, yes.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Well, tell me about this global business experience between Argentina and Darden.
Darden offers for its first and second year students 9 of these 1 to 2 week programs around the globe. Mm-hmm. And they're typically take place in March. Our students go to places like China and Egypt, Sweden and Argentina. In the case of Argentina, we have a very strong relationship with our partner school there. Dean Bruner was a visiting faculty member there, as was Robert Carraway. So we have a long relationship. And what we do is we receive 30 to 40 of the EI students here at Darden every fall. And every spring in March, we take a group of about 30 first and second year students from Darden down to Buenos Aires.
Yes. And EI is Instituto Altas Empresas?
Sí.
All right. I think I said that right. So what was the experience like for them during the week that the students from Argentina were here?
What we hope to do is to mix some rigorous academic experiences with an opportunity to interact socially with our students and learn more about the United States' social culture as well as business culture. The students spend the first part of every day in a classroom with one of several Darden faculty members, and then we take them on a tour of local wineries, take them to Monticello, and we also take them up to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And in Washington, D.C., we have an opportunity to let them learn more about entrepreneurship and how it operates in conjunction with the federal government. And we take them to the National Rifle Association, one of America's largest and most successful lobbying groups, to get a sense of what the interface between business and commerce is in the United States.
I see. Now, how different is it culturally, say, with America's appreciation for gun ownership and things like that? How different is that from what the social mores is in their country?
Very different, and I think very different from most countries outside of the United States. What we're most interested in is helping them understand how American business and government interact. So it's less a matter of the differences in culture with regard to weapons, as it is a very unique quality to American business, the ways in which government and private enterprise interact. And the National Rifle Association has its chief lobbyist there to answer questions for the students from EI, and they have always been wonderful hosts for us.
Yes. So it certainly sounds like they receive a variety of interesting perspectives and lessons about our culture here. Now, how about the interaction between Darden students and the Argentinian students? They had a really good soccer game. Tell me about what they get out of even that kind of recreational experience together.
Well, not surprisingly, the MBA students from Argentina are less interested in the people who sell the cars, that's you and me, than the people who bought the cars. So they're very curious about why students from the United States and from outside of the United States have come to Darden and what their experiences are as career changers, career enhancers. We have a social gathering the first night our students are here from EI, and they get together with Darden students, and over the course of their stay here in Charlottesville, as a result, they go out together in the evenings and learn more about what it's like to be a young American business person or Argentinian business person in the context of having a few beers on the downtown mall.
Uh-huh.
We've also, for several years, scheduled a football tournament between the Darden students and the students from EI, and they have an incredible amount of fun. I'm not sure what the pedagogical value of it is, but they have a delightful time doing it.
Yes. Well, I certainly enjoyed witnessing that dynamic between the groups of students at the soccer game. John Megabo, Director of Operations for the Center for Global Initiatives and Professor of Management Communications. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to the Darden Business Cast. We invite you to listen each Friday by visiting Darden's website or by downloading us from iTunes or Podcast Alley. Until next time, make every day a great one.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication.